98.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin in Alabama, where death row inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith is the first person in the U.S. to be executed with nitrogen gas. It took about 22 minutes to set in, and according to Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner John Hamm,
Smith was pronounced deceased by physicians at 8:25 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Smith was convicted of the 1988 murder for hire of 45-year-old Elizabeth Sennett, her son, Mike.
All three of the people involved in this case years ago, we have forgiven them.
This is the first time a new execution method's been used since lethal injection was introduced in 1982. Some Boeing jets that have been grounded over safety concerns will be taking off again today. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the airlines must follow new safety inspection procedures from the FAA.
171 in the U.S. are grounded and require these inspections to go back into service. Once the inspections are completed, those planes are good to fly.
Alaska Airlines will resume their 737 MAX flights today. United is waiting until Sunday. A ruling is expected later by the UN's top court on whether or not to order Israel to stop its military operations in Gaza. The BBC's Anna Holligan reporting from the International Court of Justice at The Hague.
South Africa has asked for 9 provisional measures to protect the Palestinian people, prevent the situation from escalating, from getting worse, while the judges consider this wider accusation of genocide.
Republican senators aren't happy former President Trump possibly derailed a bipartisan deal that's been in the works for weeks on border issues. Our Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill on who is pushing back.
Lindsey Graham, the Trump ally from South Carolina, says he is pressing Trump that this won't impact the 2024 election and better positions a future President Trump to deal with border issues if he's empowered the way Congress is trying to through these negotiations. Let's see how far that argument gets with Donald Trump from Lindsey Graham.
Well, this is shocking. Novak Djokovic is out of the Australian Open after the world's number one tennis star got the smackdown on the court by fourth seed Italian Jannik Sinner.
I want to congratulate Sinner for playing a great match, a great tournament so far. He's deservedly in the finals. He outplayed me completely today.
He called it his worst Grand Slam match he's ever played. At 22, Sinner's the youngest player to reach the men's final in Australia since Djokovic's first title in 2008. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden was in Wisconsin Thursday, pledging $1 billion to replace Superior's critical but aging John Blatnik Bridge to Duluth, where he noted the U.S. infrastructure has fallen to number 13 in the world.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined to turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that's paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus is getting smaller, $3.25 billion now, instead of the previously forecasted $4 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it's due to a drop in projected growth in tax collections and the deal for more money for the universities of Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehow, Civic Media News.
Badgers take on Sparty. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Michigan State Spartans at the Kohl Center, but the Badgers will be without their backup point guard. Kamari McGee suffered an injury to his ankle and right foot in the second half of their game against Indiana. McGee out of Racine St. Catharines now listed as out indefinitely. Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. NBA, the Bucks and Doc Rivers agreeing to a 4-year deal worth $40 million. Rivers taking over for Adrian Griffin, fired Tuesday. The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Joe Prunty on his role as the Bucks interim head coach.
Circumstances are always different, but like I said, you just do. Time doesn't stand still. You got to keep moving forward. And so, okay, what decisions need to be made? How are we going to handle this? What do you say to the players? What do you say to the coaching staff? And so I was proud of the guys for doing that, like coming out and staying focused on what we needed to do.
That's the Bucks' Joe Prunty. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more fog out there this morning, and it's going to stay that way for a good chunk of the day. It's going to be cloudy, scattered rain showers. Visibility will improve a little bit by later this afternoon with a high of 39. Tonight, more patchy fog, a little drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We are getting fatter by the second. That's why everybody has to go on these stupid diets. You see, every week there's like a new diet, the caveman diet, and you know, all fat. Eat just meat. Eat all the meat you want, and you get skinny just by eating meat. That'll work. Eat all the meat all day long. Just meat, meat, meat. And you'll get skinny like a caveman. That's not gonna work in the long run. The reason cavemen were skinny is because before they ate something, they had to chase it around for a week and kill it with a stick. I mean, yeah, if you had to track a pint of Haagen-Dazs across the tundra for 5 days before you beat it with a boulder, sure, that would work.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning on a rainy, gloomy morning. What is going on out there? Why can't we have any nice, like, sunshine in the afternoon? It's getting depressing, isn't it? Every day it's drizzling, raining, gloomy, foggy. I think the next chance for any sunshine is the middle of next week. Well, it's better than snow and ice and cold weather. I'll give you that. Right now, 36 degrees and rain. 38 degrees in rain and fog today, 34 degrees rain and fog tonight, cloudy with a high near 38 tomorrow, Sunday cloudy with a high near 37. Again, rain and 36 right now. Hey, get this, WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the State Fair main stage Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed a billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows around the world. She'll perform her hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. at WIStateFair.com. That's WIStateFair.com. And all next week, guess what? I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets between 6 and 8 a.m. right here on WRJN Radio. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a Civic Media station. All right, we got Easter coming up. That means candy, chocolates, and so forth. Costco is selling a 2-foot-tall chocolate Easter bunny. 2 feet tall. That's pretty big. But it weighs 4.5 pounds. How can that be? People are upset because it's hollow and it costs $64. I could see if it was solid chocolate, but it's hollow. $64. When David Bowie was just 17, he co-founded a society for the preservation of cruelty to long-haired men. He said that long-haired men were always being told to cut their hair or were teased for looking like women. And that's true. I remember when the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show back in the 60s. I was a little kid. And my grandmother said, oh, they look like girls. They look like women. And keep in mind, remember, if you took a look at what the Beatles looked like then, that was not long hair. My grandmother went berserk when she saw it. She thought the end of the world was coming. Decisions rock groups lived to regret. And they include this. Kenny Loggins wasn't the first to pick to perform Danger Zone for the movie Top Gun. The producers wanted Toto to do it, but they couldn't make a deal. Then they went to Bryan Adams and REO Speedwagon. They turned it down as well. I bet you they're sorry they turned it down. Speaking about bad decisions from rock groups, think about all the groups that were at Woodstock back in 1969. Then take a look at the movie Woodstock, which won an Academy Award for Best Documentary. Take a look at that movie. Not all the groups are in there. Groups like Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Grateful Dead and Mountain said no. They don't want to be in the movie. Their managers gave them bad advice. They said, you're selling yourself out to commercialism. Keep in mind, it was 1969. And so CCR, Mountain, and the Grateful Dead and some other groups said, no, you cannot put us in that movie. So I heard an interview with Leslie West from Mountain a couple of years ago. And he said it was one of the worst decisions he ever agreed to in his life, not to be in the movie Woodstock. What were they thinking? Most of the group said, yes, we want to be in it. But those three and some others said no. Bad decisions. A husband in Missouri bought a lottery ticket, but only scratched off the barcode to scan it and found out it hit for $100,000. But he didn't tell his wife. He left it for her to scratch off, so she got the full experience of hitting the jackpot. We don't know if he actually told her that he knew they won, but that was nice of him. Let her experience it. That's nice. A travel blogger says, always check. Oh, wait, before I read this. When you go to a hotel room, and maybe you're going out for a nice dinner that night, or you're going to a wedding and you're in a hotel room, you know, you had to travel to get to the wedding or whatever. You ever take out the ironing board and the iron there and start to iron your clothes? Yeah, because they were in a suitcase and you want them to be looking nice for the wedding or the night out or the reunion, whatever you're going to. Business deal, a business dinner. Okay, a travel blogger says check the irons in the hotel rooms to make sure they're clean because more and more people, more than you think, are using them to heat up leftover pizza. They put the pizza on the iron. That's gross. And I don't think the cleaning staff checks the irons. I've never heard of that before. And we've used the iron all the time. I mean, your clothes are all wrinkled from the from packing it, laying in the trunk of the car when you travel or on the airplane. I never thought of checking the irons for pepperoni pizzas. A Boeing 757 plane lost its nose wheel shortly before taking off in Atlanta. This happened on Saturday. It was a Delta Airlines plane preparing to go to Columbia when the nose wheel came off and rolled down the hill. You know, I keep saying to you, you know, this is reason number 462 why I don't like to fly. Well, this is reason 463 why I don't like to fly. Either the doors are coming off at 16,000 feet, people are going nuts and causing big fights on the flight, or the wheels are coming off on the plane. Is it my imagination? In the news today, on CBS News, they talked about the grounding of the flights until they start checking these things. Is it my imagination, or are a lot of things going wrong with airplanes these days? A third of people say the local government should be responsible for cleaning the sidewalks after a snowstorm, not the homeowner near the sidewalk. You know, I brought that up once. You know, if you left it up to the city to clean every sidewalk, they'd never get it done. And it just, you know, it's an impossible task. So it's up to the homeowner. Even though you don't own the sidewalk, the city owns the sidewalk. We're well aware of that. Even though the city owns it, you have to clean it. 30 people say no, the city should do it. Now, that grass strip between the sidewalk and the street, who owns that? As long as I know, I'm forever mowing it. Who owns that? I'll have to find out. I mean, be reasonable. You expect the city to go out there with shovels and shovel every sidewalk? get out there. Take you a few minutes to shovel the sidewalk or use a snowblower on it. But people have a problem with that. All right, showbiz news. Carrie Bradshaw. Remember Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City? Remember the opening credits from that movie, TV show? Remember they always show her skirt flying up from the grate? You know, the ground grates, the air grates in the city. Well, that dress sold at auction for $52,000. You know what it cost the production crew to buy it? $5. I like that show, Sex and the City. I have the whole thing on DVD, the entire series. I love that series. I think they're all great in there. All the ladies were great. They perfect acting. Even the movies were okay. Not as good as the TV series, though. And we lost somebody. I'm going to play one of her songs in a little while. Melanie passed away at the age of 76. You might recognize her from Brand New Key and Lay Down, Candles in the Rain. We're going to play one of her songs coming up in a few minutes. Yeah, she had some good hits. I think those are the only two big hits she had, though, Melanie. Everyday skills change from time to time, mostly due to the new techniques. People online are talking about the pre-90s everyday skills that they have, but are basically obsolete now. Check these out. Wrapping textbook covers with brown paper bags. Textbooks now are mostly online. Kids don't really have it. Or they have a Chromebook, and you don't need to wrap a Chromebook in brown paper. Now, I hate to date myself, but I always do when I talk like this. Back in the, let's put it this way. Back when I went to school, you can buy textbook covers. They generally came with different universities on them. Dartmouth, Princeton, whatever. Didn't come with my college, but you can, and then you fold them in a certain way and you make the textbook cover. Or you can use a brown paper bag. Either one. I like to buy the university ones. I thought they were neat. At the beginning of the year, you got all your textbooks covered. It was really nice. And let's see, by the third week, they were starting to fall off. By the end of the school year, you didn't have them anymore. But it was nice. But that's obsolete now. How about unknotting curly telephone wires to get the curls facing the right way? Landline phones are gone, but untangling cords are still useful, I guess, for now. Yeah, remember the phone cords, those phone cords? I have one on the phone right here. In the studio. I got a phone. It's not tangled, but I have it right here. Remembering phone numbers. Do you know, I don't know my wife's work phone number. However, I know when I hit her name on the phone that says work, it'll come up every time. I don't know. I don't know my brother's phone number, but I know my daughter's phone number, but I call her every day. I have no idea what her phone number is. I just hit her name on the phone. Setting up a VCR to record a TV show in advance. Remember when you used to have to do that? I still have a VCR in my living room. I do it for two reasons. It's got a clock on it. And occasionally I'll pull out an old VHS movie and want to watch it. I forgot how bad the quality was on VHS tapes. Plus, a lot of our old home movies are still on VHS. So I like to pull them out occasionally. Writing in cursive. My mother did that. A lot of people don't do that anymore. Using the Dewey Decimal System at the library. We talk to our folks in the library all the time. They don't use that anymore. I don't think they do. I have to ask them when they come in here. Refolding a map correctly. Maybe even using a map. I haven't used a map in years. And developing and processing photographic film. Now, I did that last year only because I found an old roll in the house and I wanted to know what was on it. So I brought it to Walgreens and they looked at it like, you know, the apes from 2001 A Space Odyssey when they saw that giant monolith. Remember that? The apes were, they look like the monkeys from 2001 A Space Odyssey. It's 6:18, make it 6:19 at WRJM. Lou Regani coming by at 6:30 today. We'll talk to Lou about his program, Music of the Stars, going statewide on this Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
She passed away the other day at the age of 76. That's in Brand New Key with her big hit song. She was very psychedelic back in the 60s. Yeah, those are the psychedelic days. Remember her with the, she had long hair, long brunette hair, and she wore those psychedelic type of robes and so forth. I haven't heard it in so long. You know, the other day we just lost Mary Weiss as well. I'm starting to lose a lot of these people now. Mary Weiss was 75. Melanie was 76. Mary Weiss was the lead singer to the Shangri-Las, leader of the pack. I remember Walking in the Sand and a couple of hit songs from the Shangri-Las. Yeah, all right. Peace, Melanie. As she always said, peace out. Yeah. I feel bad we're losing all these people now. But, you know, we're aging out a little bit with some of the rock stars from the 1960s. Some are still here. Some are aging out. Some are still performing like Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger. Nothing's stopping those guys, huh? All right. We'll move on from Melanie. If you want to sound smart during small talk, here's the best thing to do. Ask the other person for advice. Put it on them. People love to be asked advice because we're all egomaniacs, I guess. Researchers found that when someone asks us for advice, we instantly assume they're smart for asking us for advice because they had the wisdom to recognize our brilliance. Isn't that something? All right. People think that fast food places may be cracking down on the no ice loophole because a woman ordered a lemonade from Wendy's without ice. They didn't fill it to the top. Reactions are mixed. Some people think it's cheap for places not to fill the cups, especially if they offer free refills when you eat in. Others say you're paying for the drink, not the ice, so you should get the same amount whether you want ice in it or not. Some workers say There are cases when the amounts are automated by the machines. I know they are. Don't, you know, when I go, I very rarely go to fast food places. When I do, don't they just give you the cup and ask you to fill it up yourself? If you go to a drive-thru, obviously, they're going to do it for you. But I don't know, the last time I went to a fast food place was a while ago, but I got a cup. I think I went to Culver's. They give you the cup and you fill it up yourself as many times as you want. I read somewhere McDonald's is going back to you can't fill it yourself. That's what I read. I don't know if that's come to fruition yet or not. A hotel in Missouri is honoring a gift certificate from 40 years ago. It's called the, let me get this right, the Muehlbach Hotel in Kansas City. Back in 1983, they had a deal for newlyweds. If you stayed for your honeymoon, you can come back for your anniversary anytime in the future and pay the same rate for the room, $38 a night. Well, now the hotel's owned by Marriott, and rooms go for about $200 a night. A guy named Tim O'Brien was flipping through his wedding album and found the certificate. He and his wife, Melinda, have their 40th wedding anniversary coming up on June 25th. So they went there, and they stayed there for $38. Lesson learned, don't throw out those old coupons, especially when they don't have an expiration date on it. I will tell you a coupon story. Back in the 1950s, 1955, as a matter of fact, there's this thing that when you get a new house, you're supposed to buy something like a cereal or something for the house, put it in the closet. My mother bought this round box of Quaker Oats. Remember the round boxes? I still think they sell them, but Quaker Oats. And nobody ever opened it. So this box of Quaker Oats became the family heirloom. It was in our house from 1955 to the year 2000. And then my mother took it to Florida with her. Now, my brother packed it wrong and it broke open and whatever. But on the packaging was an offer for a complete place setting of china, one place setting for a dollar from 1955. So being the troublemaker I am, I called up Quaker Oats and I said, I have this coupon from 1955. It's on your box of Quaker Oats for a full place setting of china for a dollar. Will you honor it? It doesn't have an expiration date. You know what they said? Absolutely, we'll honor it. You send in that box of Quaker Oats, and we'll send you the place setting. Now, my brother packed it wrong, so it broke open. So I didn't send it in, but they agreed. You give us the box with the coupon, and we'll send you a place setting for a dollar. A full place setting. Now, one place setting's not going to do much. You need, like, four place settings. But they were ready to honor it, Quaker Oats. Good for them. It didn't have any expiration date on it. That was our family heirloom, the box of Quaker Oats. I'm sorry my brother broke it open. My mother thought the weevils were living in there, little bugs and stuff, but it was airtight. They couldn't get in there. And it turns out they weren't. And the Quaker Oats, you know, were still in good condition because it was air, it was sealed from 1955 to 2000. That's a lot of Quaker Oats. Anyway, so they were ready to honor it. So if you do have old coupons, you know, don't throw them out. Because some of these places will honor it. All right, times change. 61% of Americans wish shopping malls would make a comeback, including 66% of young people. Yeah, it was a great place to hang out, and you didn't have to buy anything. The top things we love about them include window shopping, food courts, and just hanging out with friends. I used to love the food courts. I loved it. When I moved to Milwaukee in 1980, I lived right across the street from Northridge Mall. And I remember they were renovating it again and doing all. I loved going to shopping malls. I just loved walking up and down there. You didn't need to wear a coat. Yeah, it was a great place to be. And now, Regency Mall's being knocked down, at least a large percentage of it, to build a supermarket and some apartments. I used to love Regency Mall. Now, it wasn't a big mall, but, you know, it's like Northridge, which is now gone. I mean, that was a beautiful mall with a great big shopping food court. Oh, I loved it. I think Southridge is still around, though. Some malls are still there, but I think their times have come and gone. 6:29, Lou Regani coming up next. We're talking about Music of the Stars at WRJN, a civic media station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN, the Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's
flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Finally, it looks like the United States is capitalizing on our lower price and the international marketplace to try to move some dairy products. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Colin Cadis is a broker analyst with EverAg, and he says they're getting rumbles now that export sales are happening. But he said it's also pointing out that consumer preference, buyer interest, in the types of cheese they want to buy, well, that seems to be changing.
Traditionally, this last year is kind of when we get an idea of what prices will look like for the rest of the year at the IDFA conference, and that was in Phoenix. We are hearing some rumors that we are getting exports on the cheese side, which would really help prices. And then the thing that maybe is depressing prices is that the hard Italian cheese, you know, consumers and restaurants are not interested in Parm. They'd rather eat cheddar because it's cheaper. And so that's maybe why the price is still low, is the hard Italian folks are just blowing through cheese and destocking.
Colin Cadis, he's a broker analyst with EverAg. Now, if that trend holds true, the international appetite more for cheddar versus hard Italian cheeses, our Wisconsin cheesemakers are going to have to pay attention. Last year in the state of Wisconsin, we had 36 cheese plants producing cheddar cheese, but we also had 7 plants making Parmesan wheels and 6 plants making Romano wheels. Markets an overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning. Everything is in the red, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Numbers are next.
Dairy farm families in the state of Wisconsin contribute 15 cents per hundredweight of milk to dairy research, promotion, and education. Where do those dollars go? Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the impact that your checkoff dollars has.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the Texas A&M does an annual study, and I think the last one was for every dollar that is spent and invested for a farmer money, that's like a $4.78 return. You know, dairy per capita consumption has increased by 80 pounds per person, or about 2.2 pounds per year. Our dairy consumption has grown 6% in the last 5 years alone. One of the measurables that we have is we invest in PR, which is where we provide story ideas to editors and newsrooms around the country. And then if they pick those stories up, they'll tell them for free. We earned over $70 million in publicity in PR last year across major news networks, local news networks, farm networks, everywhere. It's pretty cool that we were able to spend $1 million and get $70 million worth of media investment return.
That was Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you have questions, head over to wisconsindairy.org.
On Thursday, barrel cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to 144. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 1/4, 152 and a quarter, while AA butter gained 11 cents yesterday to 268 and three quarters per pound. This morning, December new crop corn's down a penny and a half at 479. November new crop beans down 2, 1194. July wheat's down 4 at 623. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
We have more fog out there this morning, and it's going to stay that way for a good chunk of the day. It's going to be cloudy, scattered rain showers. Visibility will improve a little bit by later this afternoon with a high of 39. Tonight, more patchy fog, a little drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Although I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You know, you're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have?
And the flight attendants are so nice, they run up and act like it's close. You know, they run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? What the hell's the matter with you? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Close your eyes. Give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? I believe it's meant to be, darling. I watch you when you are sleeping. You belong with me.
636 WRJN Radio. Welcome, Lou Regani, radio veteran. I mean, this guy has been there since the Morse code was invented. He's been there for quite a while. And how did that? Did you do your show by Morse code originally? How did that go?
No, we did it with smoke signals. We had blankets, you know, on a bonfire. And what am I, a sequoia? Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Lou Regani is a host of morning Music of the Stars on WRJN Sunday mornings from 7 to noon. But now, bigger news. You can hear Lou no matter where you're traveling in the state of Wisconsin, because now he is statewide on all the Civic Media radio stations from 7 until 12 noon. Is this the first time you've ever been statewide on a network?
Yeah, first time. First time ever.
Well, that's
cool. Well, with the internet, I guess you could stretch that a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, with the internet, you're worldwide. You don't have to worry about statewide. But on radio, and you and I are radio people. I mean, we've been working in radio all our lives. And let's say a little background on Lou Regani. Did you start at WLIP, or did you start somewhere before that?
Actually, WAXO, WAXO, the House of Wax in Kenosha. I was working at American Motors Corporation, making cars called a Rambler. And finally, after a 10-year sentence there, I call it, I got to get out of here. So I applied. I walked in. A buddy of mine was working there on a Saturday as a volunteer. Some people just got their own sponsors, and this happened to be Drum and Bugle Corps show that he wanted to put on. It was a half an hour on a Saturday morning. And I watched him one day, and I said, well, I can do that. So I approached the manager, Daryl Gore, great guy. He used the radio name Larry Taylor. Excuse me. And I walked up. Do you have any openings? He goes, yeah. Wow, that was quick. And, you'll be on weekdays because I want to get out of here. He had sales to do. And that's how that started. It was January 3rd, 69.
And how long were you there, Waxo?
I was there about a year and a half. Are you familiar with the traffic safety announcements that they used to do years ago on some stations? Like, oh, traffic safety is very important. The kids are out of school. This message brought to you by Joe's Gas Station, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Everybody ran
those,
yeah.
So I did that for a while. I left the station. They had a new owner. And, there were some discrepancies in the way we agreed on how to do radio. So the old story, Don, so I went on to do traffic safety stuff, and it was fun. But I gave the sponsors, I guess you could call them sponsors, they'd pay $59 for 6 weeks twice a week. And you mentioned that traffic safety, drive carefully, et cetera. And I gave them more sponsor than I did traffic safety. And it turned out a lot of these people were making good money because their business really, really went up from the traffic safety thing. It was an outfit called Phillips Advertising, and it was based out of Evanston. And really, it felt, let me tell you one story. I was, there was a little guy, and he was little, about 5'4". And he was doing leather works out of his garage in Rockford. So I gave him a big spot. The guy got so much business that he rented a storefront downtown. And the police hired him to make holsters and Sam Brown belts and all that stuff. Just on a, so it proves that radio works when you're advertising.
Obviously, yeah, I agree. People, we used to tell people, this is years ago, they said, radio doesn't work. I said, give me $1,000, I'll tell you how many callers we're going to get for that 1,000. And he said, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, you don't have to do anything to worry. Radio doesn't work, right? And so we used to prove our point every time. When did you join WLIP in Kenosha?
It was Memorial Day weekend of 1992. We had a manager, great guy, Edward Doody, D-O-O-D-Y. He was an official with the Chicago White Sox. And he came in to live in, and work in Kenosha and run the radio station. And I and he had the idea, along with Paul Kern, who I'm sure you remember. And together they said, let's do the Music of the Stars. They didn't call it that. And it was Sunday morning from 9 until 3 in the afternoon. So it was a long shift, but I loved doing it and did it ever since.
Well, Ed Doody, he was our general manager here at WRJN for several years, and he just he passed away, I think, in August of last year.
Yes. He just passed away. And he had a huge funeral, went to his mass at St. George or St. Elizabeth here in Kenosha.
Yeah. And Paul Kern, I just spoke to recently. He's going to be on our WRJN Historical Marker Series. I just spoke to Paul, doing great. So we'll have Paul Kern on that, yeah. So, Music of the Stars. Now, what kind of music is it?
Well, it started out not quite the format that we remember. It was just big bands. That's all, just big bands, maybe with or without a vocal. Now it's become a stream of consciousness. You might have, well, like, for example, last week it was bitter cold and windy, so I did songs about wind and cold, you know, that sort of thing. And believe it or not, there's some good ones. And this week, maybe we'll do something on this crazy weather we're experiencing. But it's stream of consciousness, like savings, daylight savings time. When that comes along, I do songs for an hour, hour and a half on time. And not just songs, but narrations and thoughts about the changing time, the time changes. You can almost hear it. It's hard to describe, but stream of consciousness regarding that sort of thing.
So, how many,
and believe it or not, there's quite a bit in that that idiom.
How many songs do you have in your personal library?
Ouch! I got about 45,000 LPs.
Oh wow!
That's crazy, isn't it? The garage. Try to get a car in there sideways. But yeah, the LPs are great, and believe it or not, they're outselling compact discs now.
I know they are. Yeah.
So that's great, and LPs are vinyl. They have a sound that some people insist are better than CDs. I can't tell. They all sound good to me.
No, yeah. They all sound great. Well, here's what they claim. They claim that the vinyl LPs have more of a warm sound. I don't hear it. I hear CDs are wonderful. The only thing I didn't like about vinyl discs, and in radio, we used to, this is before they had CDs and computers, right. Used to have 45 RPM records. And used to cue it up, they call it, because when the DJ on the air said, here come the Beatles, you want the song to start right away. With CDs, right. It's real easy. It's just, you pop the CD and it starts. With 45 RPMs and albums, you had to cue them up. In other words, you had to put the needle on the record, you had to wait till it started, stopped it, and backed it up just a quarter of a turn. So when you started it, it began. Now, the problem was, every time you did that, you put a little scratch in the record. And every, you know, if you do it once or twice, it doesn't matter. But with 45 RPMs, especially at radio's top 40 stations, you're playing the song once every hour and a half, 24 hours a day. Those cue scratches are going to sound terrible after a while. And they did. You'd start the song and go...
I remember.
It was terrible. And
yeah.
The promotional companies for the... They call the record pluggers, used to come in. They used to give us four or five copies of the hottest song because after the cue scratch got in there, you just have to throw it in the garbage. What are you going to do with it? You can't play it on the radio anymore.
No, I know. And I remember them. We had some that were so worn out. I worked at another station later on in Racine, and he had LPs in there that he didn't like, the owner manager, didn't like certain cuts. So he put a piece of masking tape, because you could see it, as opposed to scotch tape or something, over that particular cut. And they had several records there that were totally covered with masking tape. But they still had them in the library. Don't play any of these, no, I promise, because you got masking tape on every cut. on some album. And it was funny because I think he forgot he put the masking tape on previous cuts on that same LP. Funny, but true story.
We used to have a general manager at our station, the first station I worked at back in the 70s. He used to take a nail. On an album cut, now we played a lot of album cuts from the group Yes, Grateful Dead, and all those groups. If he didn't think the song should be on the air, he took a nail across the album cut and just put a scratch in it so it couldn't play, which was stupid because someday you may change your mind, but now you can't change your mind.
No.
And I remember some of the great album cuts from these groups, he would just like, Yes, the group Yes, he didn't want me playing. I remember I worked overnight, and I was a janitor at the radio station, too. So I used to put long cuts on while I used to clean the building. And I used to put on Rare Earth Get Ready for 22 minutes. I used to put on Days of Future Past by the Moody Blues for 29 minutes. Yes, Roundabout, but 9 minutes, and he didn't like me doing it. So he took Get Ready by Rare Earth, 22 minutes, and put a nail scratch right through it so I can never do it again.
Oh, that's a great story.
On our WGBB Facebook page, I probably have the best memory from out of all these people. And I add these stories. I'm up to story like number 29 now of all these things that used to go on the radio station. And while I was talking to you, I thought of another one. Because we used to have two record, every radio station had at least two turntables sitting there. And I remember at night, the guy who was on from 7 to midnight, we had the cleaning person come in. This is after I wasn't a janitor anymore. Eventually, I gave it up. And the lady came in to clean with her duster. And while the record's on the air, she lifted up the needle, dusted the record, and put it back on the record while it was on the air. And he's sitting there. He said, "What did you do?" She goes, "I'm cleaning." She didn't see anything wrong with it.
And that station, WAXO, it was an FM-er. It's still on the air under different call letters. We had spiders like you wouldn't believe in the place. And they festered in the basement. Apparently there was moisture or something. The building is still there in Kenosha. And spiders would come over and come down on your news as you're reading it or ride the record around. And grab the brass ring. No, I just made that last part up. But yeah, they would land on a disc, and I saw one time, and I had to move on because I was laughing so hard. It was just funny seeing the spider grabbing a free ride on an LP.
One day, at the station, this is years ago, one of the morning men on one of our, we had an FM and AM here, and he calls me out. He says, "There's a bat in the lobby." I said, "Like a baseball bat?" He was like a bat hanging from the ceiling. And this was at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I go out there and there's a bat hanging upside down attached to the ceiling. And I said, "We better tell people, put a sign on the door, do not come in." And so we called animal control. They came with big gloves. They took it and released it. But it was a how did the bat get in the building? how did he fly in there? And how long was he attached? It was right in the hallway by the ladies' room. And he was just hanging upside down. And, it's funny, when I came in, I didn't even notice it. Who looks up at the ceiling when you come in? Nobody does that. Yeah, nobody does that. We also had skunks living under the front step, a whole family. And one day I'm walking through and I see them, and they sprayed the building over and over and over again until we had to get them removed. But
they did spray. Usually they're aggressive. They're not aggressive, but maybe a squirrel or
she had babies, so she was spraying the building because she didn't want anybody
hurt. I get it. Okay.
I mean, we didn't have spiders on our records, but hold on a second. Lou Regani's here, host of Music of the Stars, Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. to noon on WRJN Radio. Also on all the Civic Media stations now, which is great. So no matter where you're traveling in the state of Wisconsin, turn on your radio. If you go to our website, WRJN.com, do the pull-down menu, hit stations, you'll see all the stations we have across the entire state of Wisconsin. And now you can hear Music of the Stars with Lou Regani on all those stations. More with Lou coming up in just a moment. It's 6:49 at WRJN. Rain and fog today with a high near 38. Right now it's raining and 36 degrees at a Civic Media station. Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN Radio. 6:49.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
There's something magical about unboxing. When you unbox BritBox, you uncover a world of British entertainment. Stream the UK's most brilliant series, including new and upcoming seasons of Shetland, Father Brown, and Death in Paradise. Plus new originals like Payback, Irvine Welsh's Crime, and Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Unbox BritBox and escape to the best of British TV. Stream with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Okay, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kyrian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Rosenberg, Sage, Bob, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, Santa.
Ever hear the Weird Al Yankovic version of this song, Lou?
For me, no.
Obviously, he changes the lyrics, and he says, "Get the new kids off my block. We didn't start the fight." It's a good version.
Oh, no.
I just heard from one of your fans.
No, really?
Yes, Lou Regani. Listened to him many years. Doesn't get much better. What a great voice and talent. Thanks for having him on.
Oh, what an honor. Thank you.
Now, I don't know if she wants her name mentioned, but I'll tell you off the air who she is. Most people, you know, when I first came back, they said, "Where'd you dig him up? I thought he was gone." And so at least you've got some fans that are being very kind to you.
I wondered myself, but that's all right.
Yeah. Where was he? I thought he was dead and gone. Speaking about dead and gone, we've been losing a lot of people in the music industry lately. We just lost Mary Weiss from the Shangri-Las, the lead singer from the Shangri-Las. And we just lost Melanie from, you know, Melanie had a couple of hit songs. And they're dropping because they're all now in their mid-70s to 80s. And very few, like Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger, are still performing. Most of them retired, and now they're David Soul just passed away about 2 weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
An actor, but he had a hit song, Don't Give Up on Us. So he passed away. You know, my brother...
And Glynis Johns. Glynis Johns.
Oh, Glynis Johns, yeah.
Ascending in the Clowns. She introduced it.
Yeah.
She just passed out.
Right,
so I did a tribute to her.
Broadway show actress also. She was in Mary Poppins, and she had her own show, Glynis.
Brilliant talent.
My brother knew Mary Weiss because my brother performed with so many groups of the 1960s. He played with them, and he played with the Shangri-Las. And so he said in the early 2000s, he began emailing back and forth Mary Weiss and remembering the shows they did. And it was kind of nice, he said, just talking to her. But he played with, my brother played with the Shangri-Las, Ruby and the Romantics, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, Benny King, Little Anthony the Imperials. Who else was there? The Times. He played with. I'm trying to remember some of the other. Jay and the Americans. He was a guitarist, and he was able to read music. Where you and I
so
see
so many credits, wonderful.
Yeah, where you and I see dots on a page, my brother sees music. And so when he went to these shows, they used to hand him the sheet music, and he was able to, you know, play with them. You play an instrument at all?
I do, actually, and brass. And then I'm in a nightclub band in Chicago. I just came back this morning at 2. That's the Green Mill on Broadway in Lawrence. And that band, I've been with them 20 years next year.
Wow.
Alan Gressig runs them. I played some of their music on my program.
So
they're good.
Yeah, so what instrument do you play?
Any kind of brass, but I specialize in trumpet.
Well, that's great. I never knew that. See, you live. What's that?
I'm okay. I'm not as good as some of the guys like in the Kenosha Racine Pops, you know. But I'm okay.
You know, I tried to learn an instrument in high school. I took the trumpet. I couldn't get the air thing, you know, blowing into it. I couldn't get the air going, you know, the air thing. Also, then I tried drums. I was okay at it, but I couldn't follow the music. My wife teaches piano, and she's very good at it. And she teaches this 10-year-old girl who already plays the viola. Now she plays piano. And we had a video of her when she first started learning, and we look at her now, and she plays wonderfully on the piano. This kid's going places. But I emcee the Racine Concert Band all summer long, and I just watch these people play music with one rehearsal, and I don't get it. I don't know.
Oh, are they good?
Yeah,
they're good.
I don't get it. And the conductor's got to keep his eye on every section, and I just don't understand how they do it. Music people just astound me. So what kind of music do you play in the clubs?
Well, it's like Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, and I sing, too, with the club.
Whoa! We didn't know all this.
Green Mill Lounge.
So this is how many years you've been there?
20 years next year.
At the Green Mill?
Yeah, it's Thursday nights from 8 till midnight.
Where is it?
It's on Broadway and Lawrence, almost on the corner. It's an old gangster joint that's been reformed to a degree. I haven't seen any pinstripe suits lately, but I guess they used to hang around there regularly at one time. I wore one last night. That's another story. There was, I'm an old drum corps guy, drum and bugle corps, Racine, drum corps capital of the world, and I marched with the American Legion, the boys of 76. For, 4 years. And in Kenosha, the Kingsmen, and I started a drum corps in Kenosha, the two of them, the Queensmen and the Queensmen Squires. We played at Horlick Field all the time, July 3rd. The Goodwill Spectacular. A lot of stories. Racine is still honored. They're all gone now, all the corps. It's unfortunate. But things change in that hobby. It's a long story. We should talk about it sometime. What happened to all the drum corps? What a great activity for young people and old people.
Well, you still see them in the 4th of July parade on Main Street in Racine every, you know, obviously every 4th of July. You see the Kilties. They also have other high school drum and bugle corps in high schools. They're still there.
The bands are good.
Yeah.
The drum corps are pretty much faded. There's still a couple out of Wisconsin. One in Madison, one in La Crosse, and I think that's it.
Why?
I think that's it. I could be wrong. I hope I am.
Why are they fading?
The management had a meeting about half a century ago deciding if they raise their standards, they can demand more money, the old story. And then what happened? Oh, boy, darn it. They started charging dues. Now, in the drum corps, we charge a half a buck a week if you could afford it. And kids sometimes couldn't. And now they want $6,000 a year to dues. I'm not making this up. Plus $250 to $300 just to audition. So what happened to the kid around the corner who needed a hobby? We could get on to that. We should sometime.
Now, hold on.
What happened to all the drum corps?
Hold on a second, Lou. Lou Regani is here. More with Lou coming up in just a moment. WRJN, pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the State Fair main stage coming up on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed a billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows all around the world. She'll perform hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. at WIStateFair.com. That's WIStateFair.com. And get this, all next week, I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lauren Daigle at the State Fair. Friday, August 9th, all next week between 6 and 8 a.m. right here at WRJN Radio. So stay tuned all next week, all right? Hey, coming up more with Lou Regani in just a moment after the news. Rain and fog, highs near 38 degrees today. Right now it's raining in 36. Keep it here, 6:59 at WRJN, a Civic Media station, hometown radio.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.